So from 6 p.m. today, the following measures are being put in place, and they will stay in place until the 29th of March. Schools, colleges, and childcare facilities will close from tomorrow. Where possible, teaching will be done online or remotely. Cultural institutions will close as well. Our advice is that all indoor mass gatherings of more than 100 people and outdoor mass gatherings of more than 500 people should be cancelled. Arrangements are being made to ensure that everyone entering Ireland through ports and airports is fully informed and self-isolates if they develop symptoms. You should continue to go to work if you can, but where possible you should work from home. And in order to reduce unnecessary face-to-face interaction in the workplace, break times and working times should be staggered and meetings done remotely or by phone. Public transport will continue to operate. The shops will remain open, and we have plans to ensure that supply chains will not be interrupted. We need public and businesses to take a sensible, level-headed and responsible approach during this difficult time. Restaurants, cafes and other businesses can stay open, but should look at ways they can implement public health advice on social distancing. And as a general rule, outside of work, people should seek to reduce social interactions as much as possible. You can all play your part by hand washing, coughing and sneezing into your elbow or a tissue, and seeking medical advice if you develop symptoms. This is now more important than ever. The Cabinet will meet later today. Opposition party leaders and counterparts in Northern Ireland and Britain will be briefed. In the period ahead, the government will deploy all of the resources we can muster, human and financial, to tackle this threat head on. Those resources are extensive, but not unlimited. Our healthcare workers have been at the forefront of this crisis since it started, and they will be at the front line of the crisis in the time ahead. We must do all that we can to help them so they can help those who need the help the most. I know that some of this is coming as a real shock, and it's going to involve big changes in the way we live our lives. And I know that I'm asking people to make enormous sacrifices, but we're doing it for each other. Together we can slow the virus in its tracks and push it back. Acting together as one nation, we can save many lives. Our economy will suffer, but it will bounce back. Lost time in school or college will be recovered, and in time, our lives will go back to normal.